Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? It's your guy, Calistus, because I listen from heaven and earth to me, to you, and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Man, in case you don't know, and in case it's your first time here, Unfiltered Love Radio, what do? We lift, inspire, and transform. We want to make your life lit. We want to ensure that you're free and living your mega life. That's why our slogan is, be free, live your mega life. How do you live your mega life? Simple. Change what you're doing. Change your mindset. We have the tools, the strategies, and techniques to get you to where you're going. So make sure you tune in today. It's going to be a new episode. We got a special guest coming in. I'm going to let them introduce themselves. So kick back, lay back, and you're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. So if you follow me on other social medias, you know that we are lit. And if you don't follow me on other social medias and you're listening live on Anchor app, thank you. Push that gold star button. Make sure you like, share, subscribe. Get it all done. You know what I'm saying, people? Let's do it. So lately we've been talking about distractions and we've been talking about doubting yourself. And a lot of the times we doubt ourselves and that causes a distraction, right? Because if we say that we can't do it, if we say that we can't make it, if we say we don't believe it, but we want to do something, that's a distraction for us to say, oh, because I can't, I'm not going to. Because I can't, I'm not going to. So what we have to do, we have to eliminate all of the distractions from our lives, even ourselves, even our minds, even our own mouths. We have to eliminate all of those distractions. And the moment we eliminate every distraction, we become more decisive into what we're doing. We cannot be so indecisive that we don't make a decision. We cannot be so indecisive that we don't make a decision. We have to make decisions to plan the next part of our lives, to plan our future, to plan our goals. Write the vision, make it plain. I'm gonna drill this probably for the rest of the month of January. And as you guys can tell, I still don't have my voice, so we're just gonna rock with it, you know what I mean? But write the vision, make it plain. Write the vision. In order to get rid of distractions, make sure you take a deep breath. Breathe in, breathe out. I use the 4-7-8 method. I think it's the best way. It's 4 seconds in, hold it for 7 seconds, and breathe out your mouth for 8. Hold it in for 7 seconds, breathe out your mouth for 8. People get those confused, but you're breathing in a total of 4. So it's the 4-7-8 method. You can look it up. You can Google it or whatever you want to. After you take a deep breath, it gives you time to focus and relax. So when you do that, the next thing you want to do is do a plan. Do a plan. Write it out. Write out everything that could possibly go wrong. Write out everything that could possibly go right. Once you've done all of that, then you're ready for your next step. And that's don't delay. Don't wait until the next day, the next moment, the next year to get your plan started. Do them right now. Do them right now. There's no reason why we can't be everything we say we want. There's no reason we can't have everything we say we want to have. If you don't know, this is the year of all that. This is the year of all of that. So you have to tell yourself, I am all of that. I want all of that. And I'm going to have all of that. That's it. It's really simple. It's the year of all that. So tune in to the episode. Welcome to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? Yo, and we are back, Unfiltered Love people. I got a special guest for y'all today. Guest, would you like to introduce yourself?
Why don't you introduce me? You're doing such a great job with the energy.
This is what we do on Unfiltered Love. See, hold on, niggas always come in here, and then they act like they gonna run my show.
Listen.
Let's try this again. 3, 2, 1. Guest, are you gonna introduce yourself?
Of course. My name is Davion, and you can call me a cultural force of inspiration for the culture.
A cultural force of inspiration for the culture.
Yes.
I like that. So what's the culture? What culture?
The culture, I mean, everyday life, everyday people. You know, people think culture is a you know, African American thing, a white thing, a, you know, Asian thing. But in my opinion, it's just the world.
It's the world. So us as humans, we have a human culture.
Yeah.
And so
most definitely.
What would that American culture be? Since, you know, we do live here in America, and I have listeners in Japan and Canada and also Europe.
Mm-hmm.
So what is that American culture? How do we define that? Because that's different than across the world.
Well, American culture, we have most of the same, you know, concerns.
We don't.
Yes, we
do. No, we don't.
Yes, we do.
You been anywhere?
As Americans, we have the same president.
Where you been?
We...
Where have you been in this world?
I've been to the Bahamas. I've been to Europe.
So you're telling me that dirty Europe had the same... Yeah, Europe's dirty. I'm sorry for all my people who listen in London.
Europe, I love is you, not Tiff. Dirty.
I love you, Tiff, but you know Europe is filthy.
Europe is
the dirtiest
filthy.
Place I've ever been.
Are you serious?
Yes, bro.
Where did you go?
I've been to London. I've been to Germany.
Mm-hmm.
I've been to Budapest.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Budapest is kind of Middle East, but it's still... that. Like, it is... Yeah. France, Paris was the worst place in the world. It has to be like the dirtiest. Paris has to be.
You have to be being sarcastic.
No, I'm really serious. And I have some friends who travel with me.
Mm-hmm.
Paris is probably the dirtiest place. But then when I go to, I think because I like to travel in Asian countries mostly, mm-hmm. and Singapore is the cleanest.
What do you think is because we as Americans we are expecting so much, you know, class because we're.
It's Paris. Of course we expect the class.
But that's a cultural thing. We expect it to be, you know, what it looks like on movies based off of our interpretation.
No, based off of, it's the most romantic place in the world.
But come to Paris. Said that? We did.
No, we didn't.
Yes, we did.
That's how they sell themselves. And they nasty wine. Because French wine is not good. Man, if I got any people listening to me in France, y'all know I love y'all.
No, but your country is dirty. No,
Germany's kind of dirty too, though. No. But anyway, so culture, I like that. And then you said cultural inspiration. What are you aspiring to do though? Like, what is that inspiration? What is that inspiration?
Anything
piece?
That pertains to the performing arts. So I'm an actor. I love.
Oh, now we know what this nigga do. See, I was trying to get him to give himself a proper introduction.
I hate, and most people agree with me. I hate talking about myself.
I know, but that's what this is. So look, let me tell you what our goal is. Our goal here on Unfiltered Love Radio is to make sure you are exposed to the world so that they go follow you, they go like you, they subscribe to you, but they also get to know you as a human.
I mean, yeah.
And then you have a message. So I love people that have missions with messages.
Mm-hmm.
So your mission is to do your videos, to do these things that you're going to start doing, that
right.
you're going to talk about.
Right.
But also, the message behind it is more important.
Right.
The message is what's going to pull somebody from the next generation.
Right.
To like where we are now and saying, okay, I can do this.
And you know what? It's just 100% inspiration. That's all it is. That's all what I'm trying to do. If a little video that I do sparks an inspiration in somebody else, then I've done my part.
And that's good. And that's what I say. I say if I can take what I do on radio, I can take what I do on video, I can take what I do in books, mm-hmm. I can take what I do in other literature,
yeah.
and be able to inspire somebody, then I've won. But my goal is to reach 7 billion people, so I want a lot of somebodies.
That's a lot of somebodies.
That's a lot of somebodies, but it's not just me.
Mm-hmm.
It comes by you.
Right.
See, because you're going to take some of this message and you're going to go,
right.
I like what Unfiltered Love is doing. I like what Kells is doing, so I'm going to take this.
Right.
I'm going to run with it, and I'm going to pass it along.
Right.
And as we pass it along to ever, we get the 7.6 billion. Now, when we hit 8 billion people in 2030, yo, I'm going to try to reach 8 billion. My numbers go up with the population. So... What kind of, you're an actor. What kind of actor would you say you are?
I am an all-around actor. People really prefer me for my comedy.
Okay.
I prefer to do
Now, y'all remember this nigga said he was funny because I'm going to have something for him in a minute. But go ahead.
I love live performances. I think that nothing beats a live on stage performance.
So like stand-up or like theater?
Theater.
Theater. So you want to be a thespian?
I am a thespian. I'm a...
Oh. So you're a thespian. Okay. So in your thespianism, greatest writer or greatest playwright?
August Wilson.
Really?
Yes.
Favorite August Wilson?
Now,
everybody on here, y'all know I love black people, right? Because I'm black and I'm a man. And y'all know August Wilson is my second favorite writer.
Who's your first favorite?
Langston Hughes.
I love Langston Hughes. That's what I should have said. I'm a big Langston Hughes fan.
Oh. You big lace. Now you gonna pull out this card like I'm supposed to be like so impressed because he put out some theater card.
I'm
not a part of a theater society as well. But this is great.
I just gotta verify.
So
I just have to verify.
He sent me this theater card. He is legit. I even though If I didn't think he was a thespian, he wouldn't be in here. So I thought you were You already had value. But y'all listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. Yo, what's good, Unfiltered Love people? You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. It's your one and only host, Kid Listens, because you know I listen from heaven to earth to me to you and settle it all in love. I am the Freedom Coach, and I'm so happy that you joined in. Stay tuned. So we're back on Filter Love People with Davion, who's a thespian. Actor header.
You have to put respect on that.
So as an actor, to you, what's more important? Because you said you have this cultural, inspirational message, and humanity is that message. So to you, what's more important? What you do in the role or how you play the role?
That's a good question.
I know.
But I mean,
I'm just joking.
I think, well, there's something more important than both of those things, which I would say is the role itself. Based off the characters you play, you know, everything, you want everybody to be represented. Mm-hmm. Regardless of race, age, and, you know, background.
Right.
It's important to be or have representation in literature, in, you know, performing arts, in music. Something that everybody can relate to.
Well, those are the things that we write down for history. So we have oral history, we have a written history. And I think when it comes to acting and when it comes to presence and stage, telling that story and being able for the story to stick and to go throughout generations.
Right.
That to me is the
I mean, but that only happens unless somebody identifies with something that they see.
Well, that's the thing. So growing up, mm-hmm. I like a lot of movies. I don't like a lot of movies, but I like a lot of theater. And so I didn't see William Shakespeare growing up. Mm-hmm. I can't identify with this man of the 15th century.
Right.
But when I'm looking at my favorite is Othello, because William Shakespeare is one of my mm-hmm. favorite playwrights ever. When I'm looking into Othello and I'm thinking like, dang, me and Othello are like exactly the same person. Mm-hmm. And I think we've all had a few Desdemonas. You just want to take a pillow and smother somebody every once in a while. You know, because it happens. Mm-hmm. But you can also be Petruchio and Taming of the Shrew. But you also can be Kate. You also can be the Shrew.
You know what? And it may not be a full character. It may be somebody's tendency, somebody's motivation for something. So, yeah, I mean, that's very vital in performing, period.
It is. So how do you get into your role? How do you go and tell that backstory of the character when there's not a lot of it?
Listen, I'm going to be honest. I am not big on method acting.
I hate it. Oh my gosh, so no fourth wall for you. No. So
I do not like method acting because I'm gonna tell you why.
You're not a real thespian. I was just joking. But like
because you know, you think of there's the thing amongst actors, it's called the Joker curse.
Yes.
So Heath Ledger, the guy who played Joker, mm-hmm. you know, you look at what that role did to him. And you can look at anybody who's played the character.
So I disagree. Because me and my friends we actually had this discussion, uh-huh. right? So is it Phoenix? Whatever, what's this guy's name who's doing the Joker now?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of his name. Sorry, bro. I can't think of your name if you ever listen to this. You probably won't. But if you do, something Phoenix. Oh, it's gonna bother me. But I do know
Joaquin
Phoenix, yes, Joaquin. That's his name.
Yeah.
So when you look at him and when you look at Jack Nicholson, they kind of don't fit that mold of what everybody's saying. Now, you could say Jack Nicholson plays these crazy roles, but Jack Nicholson has always played kind of that character. And even when he doesn't play that character, he plays that character. He's kind of like Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard is always going to be that hustle and flow, hustling type character in everything he does. Oprah's always going to be that, I'm smarter than you, but I'm gonna downplay myself to get to where I go. But I think that's her natural personality as well. I can be a billionaire, but I also can come down to your level, eat some greens and hog maws and kick it with you. Now, she probably ain't gonna eat no hog maws today because then she'd be watching her weight. Then we ain't gonna be looking at old magazine. But I think the Joker curse is a fail. It's kind of like the Macbeth thing. Mm-hmm. You don't say Macbeth, you know, that's like the, you don't say it, oh my God. Or your stage play is cursed. Mm-hmm. And I don't believe in those things only because there's always outliers, you know. So there's been a total of, 6 Jokers, I think? And 2 of them have done very well. And I think people will gravitate to a role based on who they are.
Okay.
Okay. That's all I got to say. Okay.
Because when you make that statement, it's like you, it's almost you forsake somebody's background work that they did on a character.
Right. But that's the thing. I that's my thing with you. When you're doing this background work, what are you pulling out? And I think that's
nothing,
the bigger.
That's the bigger thing.
What is being pulled out?
You have to pull. Well, first, you have to pull from yourself.
Right.
And then you have to pull from the character.
And that's my point. Mm-hmm. So with Heath Ledger, I think those things were already going on with him.
It very much could have been.
And then now you have something that's going to amplify that.
So, okay. So
and it takes
saying,
about a year to film a movie.
You're saying that the Joker was already in him.
Yeah. We all have, you know what? We all have pieces of things that's inside of us, right?
Yeah, and you know, that's also, you know, finding the right person for the role.
Right, mm-hmm. And you want to, when you audition for a part, mm-hmm. you practice, like, you know, when you go to an audition, you're practicing that part that you know that you want.
Hate auditions.
You're not really, I know, but we'll talk about that in a second. You're not really practicing everybody else's part when you know that you want a part. So you literally manifest and become mm-hmm. what you say you are. Right. And we talk about manifestation here on the station a lot because it's the true thing. What we say we have, we have. What right. we don't say we don't have.
Right.
So we can skip all of those other parts. And if that was already something that was going on inside of us, mm-hmm. and then we're pulling that part of us out and we don't know how to compartmentalize, mm-hmm. then we fail at our job. Because our job is just to be that character. Is not to become the whole person.
Yeah. Yeah. That's so true. I mean, when it comes to you, it's boundaries.
Yes.
That's why, you know, people always make the phrase or say the phrase, don't take your work home with you.
Well, that's impossible for people like me. Because, you know, I do this 24/7. Like,
right.
That's why I always say,
I mean, but
become your work though.
Yeah.
If you are
or love what you do.
Or become it. Mm-hmm. Like I this year I'm really focusing on people and purpose. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times people always go, and I've heard this all my life, live on purpose, do things on purpose, be intentional. Well, that only works for so long in life. At some point in time, you have to become exactly who you're supposed to be.
Right.
We cannot stay little kids. Just train up a child in the way that they go. Mm-hmm. So that when they're old, they won't depart from it. So if you're training a child, that means you're going to raise responsible adults.
Right.
We're not going to stay children. And if our mindset stays as a child, then we've kind of failed at this life thing.
Oof. That's a dangerous scripture.
Yes, it is. We'll be back on Unfiltered Love Radio. On break and we talking about the scripture I just used. So anybody that, you know, go to church, influenced by God, read the Bible, you probably heard this. And we're talking about some of the trauma and some of the things that come along with using certain phrases in scripture. So I mentioned earlier, train up a child in the way that they should go, so that when they're older, they won't depart from it. And Davion was giving his expression of like what that meant.
I grew up in a African American religious household. My mother is a pastor. My grandfather,
another PK. You know, it's a bunch of us out here. They just keep coming on the show. It's kind of crazy though, because it's never planned.
It's never planned, but we're everywhere. We're everywhere.
Facts.
It's like society. But you know, my grandfather was a pastor, and that scripture, train up a child in the way that they should go, so when they're old, they won't depart from it. People really associate with, this is the way I was raised, so now I'm going to train you in the way the Bible says, and this is the scripture, train up a child in the way that
their purpose.
I'm about to get happy.
But no, that's serious.
That is so true. You cannot raise children the same way.
But the other key part to that, people think that they're raising children. We're not raising children.
Yeah.
We're raising responsible adults.
Right.
And I use that scripture a lot because I am a counselor.
Right.
And that is what I do in my, you know, 9 to 5 when I'm not doing these things. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times people think that their kids are going to stay kids. And people that are adults
and you
remain
know what?
Kids.
When you do use it in that context, your children will stay children.
Right. And then you'll become an enabler. And then it always raises the question for me, if I have somebody sitting across from me that's trying to control that narrative, are you still a kid? Mm. Have you been trained to be a responsible adult?
We have a lot of kids raising kids.
Right. But then that's why our mentality has to be, and you know, everybody should go get counseling. Now, I'm not just saying that because I'm a counselor. I'm saying that because as a therapist, I also seek therapy. And I just think it's one of those things that it's things that you can get out, and it's things that they're trained to do it. That's my plug for the day for your mental health. Get your mental health. It is your wealth. But so we talk about this rearing kids. Your childhood and being brought up in that religious house, is that what kind of cultivated you to be coming to this, to go into different mindsets of different characters and being able to play who you want to play?
You know what? It was a blessing and a curse because, you know, growing up in church, it gave you a lot of opportunities to, you know, participate in ministry, mm-hmm. outside.
Gotta like, sing the solo, baby. You know, get your Easter speech. Come on. Bless the Lord. Let the Lord use you.
But you know what? That helps in the long run because, you know, when I'm at school, you know, I've done this before at church. You know, when I'm, you know, on stage, you know, I've already had this experience. So
you become comfortable in your skin and in front of other people who are not. So having your background that you had, is there a role that you won't play?
No.
That's good.
No. That's not a role I wouldn't play.
Why not?
One, it's the work. The exposure. It's the exposure. And, you know, as an actor, I don't care. Any actor can attest to this. We want to work. It's a passion. So, you know, it's a... And you also want to make sure everybody's represented. So whether if I represent a character on a page that I hate, you know, we all have characters that we do not like.
Yes. I was Conrad Birdie and Bye Bye Birdie. I was also Mr. McAfee and Bye Bye Birdie. And I think playing Mr. McAfee was more of what fit me. And if you've never seen Bye Bye Birdie, you should definitely go watch Bye Bye Birdie. John Goodman was the best Mr. McAfee. And being able to play that role, in my head, I didn't know how to be somebody's dad. Mm-hmm. But I knew how dads should be. I had great examples. So I was like, oh, this is how a dad should be. So when he was like, when he goes to all the singing parts, he's talking about kids. I'm like, well, that's not what I feel. I'm a kid playing a grown man. Right. How does this work? So I get it.
Can I make a connection?
Go ahead.
So do you know how, you know, people really hate certain characters?
Yes.
Like, could you imagine if Monique never played Precious Mom in that movie?
Yeah, and we would not have, she would not have the Academy Award.
Exactly.
But I also think people are who they are. And she's one of those people. I think that was her natural character. We've seen interview after interview, love. She's really, it took me a long time to like Monique as a comedian. I don't like a lot of comedians. I don't think comedians are funny. I like naturally funny people. Mm-hmm. So she's one of the ones, it took me a while to like her, but when I started liking her, mm-hmm. she changed her style. Mm-hmm. And so I really think to get those awards, and unfortunately in the black community, to get those awards, we always have to play a villain.
Wow. Well, that and Kiss Butt.
But most of the time we've played the villain. Like I look at Halle Berry. Mm-hmm. She got an award for like a movie that she wasn't even that great into me.
Right.
The movie was all right. Like it wasn't, but as until she had a sex scene, she got the award.
Right.
Denzel Washington, my favorite, next to Sidney Poitier, my favorite, mm-hmm. didn't get an award until he's like this bad guy. He's playing a bad cop. He's been a good cop every freaking movie, a good father every freaking movie. But the one time he's like the bad guy.
I mean, but we can also, I won't say this, but to play devil's advocate, we can take some responsibility in building these roles.
But we need these roles. We need these roles. And I'm not putting the role down. Mm-hmm. We need those roles as a culture and a community because we are badasses. We are. There's no, I think as black people, a lot of the times our experiences are different. Mm-hmm. And when I can sit on boards a lot of times, and I'm the only one. I'm the only male or the only black. And I love both, or the combination of both.
Right.
Which makes it even better.
Right.
Because sometimes I get to be the bad guy. Sometimes I get to say, well, that's a dumb idea. And everybody just kind of attests to what I'm saying. I don't know, is it because I'm black or is it because I'm right? But either way, the purpose gets done and it's said. It's, oh, this is what it's supposed to be.
Right.
So I get it. I do get it. So tell me this. Do you meditate? Do you pray? Like, how do you prep for a role? What is your preparation process?
I try not to be... I really try to become still. Sit still and listen. and also pay close attention to who you're in a scene with. Because Viola Davis said this, you never want to become too prepared.
Right.
Or rehearse too much, because you can end up being so focused of, this is what this means, this is what he meant by this, this is what this line means, this is how it needs to come across. And you can get on stage and the actor you're performing with shoots you a line in a different way and you're like, oh. And now you're standing there having to scramble a new, you know, thought process, a new outlook on a character that you studied too hard.
Right. I mean, and I think a lot of it is losing your authentic self.
Yeah.
I think no matter who you are, no matter what role you play, no matter what we do in this life, no matter what hat we have on, there's a piece of us that shall
always
be there. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. You got the right place. You're right here on Unfiltered Love Radio. All right, we're back on Unfiltered Love Radio. So, tell us what you got coming up. Tell us what are you doing? Like, what are you preparing for?
I promise everybody the YouTube channel is coming more sooner than you think.
So, he doesn't know this, but I've been following bro maybe about 9 months or so.
I did not know
so this. He has no idea that I've been following him. So, when he used to have an old YouTube channel, I used to kind of watch some of those videos, right? Now, not typically what I would watch on YouTube, just not what I would watch. But some stuff was like kind of, all right, this is kind of funny, this is kind of lit, this is kind of cool. And so, when it went away, I was like, yo, whatever happened to that person? So then I kind of Instagram stalked and found him, and I was like, bro, you gotta come in for an interview, and what happened to your YouTube? So, now that you know that, why did you stop the old YouTube channel?
You know something, priorities. Okay. I tried to reprioritize so I wasn't doing too much over here and not doing enough over here.
Got it.
And, you know, vice versa. So once I, you know, laid everything out, because I generally had to really set myself down and be like, okay, what is it that you want to do and how do you want to do it? And
so you feel like you were doing things just to do them and not with the mission.
Right. An intent, you know, goal.
Right.
So I really sat down and thought out, okay, this is how this could go. This is how this would work.
Now, are you being too perfect at this moment?
You just told us, don't
over-prepare. So are you over-preparing for this YouTube?
I'm a perfectionist with certain things because this is film and this is going to be on the internet. You know, stage.
Right. Oh, I
make
get
a mistake. Next night.
I don't know. Maybe not. Because, you know, you never know who's sitting out there. I mean, you don't. You never know who's sitting out there. It could be a Denzel Washington. It could be a Forrest Whitaker sitting out there. It could be a Debbie Allen.
To name
some of our greats.
I could get away with it. But I don't want to give anything lackluster. And I want to make sure my material and my content is something people want to watch. Something
I appreciate people want to see. I think a lot of people forget to do things in excellence.
Right.
And then some people are just putting stuff out. And when we live in a reality world kind of system, though, mm-hmm. I think it is important to make sure that we're not too perfect.
Right.
That we're not. Because we want to have those dumb moments. Like, I'll stutter on here. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell people, yo, you know I'm going to keep this clip. And I do. Like, because sometimes it just shows that I'm still human.
Right.
Yes, and I'm all excited and I do all this. But, like, I'm gonna mess up some words.
And it shows that you value your audience.
Right.
With that type of aspect.
So, just being able to know. So, earlier, he told us he was a comedian, right?
I did not say that.
So, what did you say? You like making people laugh.
That is not what I said.
We want you to make us laugh, but we want you to make us laugh in a different way.
Oh, my God.
So, see, they always do this. They don't know. They never know what to expect. They're like, what are you gonna do? And look, this dude, first of all, he igged me for like 3 weeks. He was like, yeah, I'm going to come do the interview. I had to interview 4 more people and for his slot. So we're not going to talk about that, though. We're going to let him live today.
Let me live.
What we want you to do, we want you to play a little game with us.
Oh, God. I suck at games.
It's cool. This one is going to be fun. What's your favorite color?
My favorite color is purple.
That's my favorite color, too. Royalty? What's up? So your favorite color is purple. What's your favorite food?
I don't have favorite food.
You don't have favorite food?
No.
What? Like, what do you eat the most of, though? Like, there are certain place that you eat the most of. Like, so me, I always say I don't have a favorite food. Mm-hmm. But I find myself, if I eat fast food, it's going to be Wendy's or Taco Bell.
Okay. If I have to do, you know, fast food, it would probably be Wendy's.
Wendy's? Okay. So, purple, Wendy's. And what's your, like, what's your favorite kind of movie or song? You can pick either one.
Oh my gosh. Okay, song we would I would never be able to choose because I love music. But movie, oh God. I don't know.
I mean, just one. Just one that you... No, because I don't... Do you have a movie that you watch more often than you watch other movies? So, like, me is The Lion King. Mm-hmm. Like, the animated Lion King. The new one was cool or whatever.
You didn't like the new one? Why did you like the new one?
It's a long story. Some story. So, I love The Lion King.
Okay.
Since I've been a kid, I used to be that little bad kid that watched The Lion King 8 or 9 times a day before there was school. Uh-huh. Right? I love The Lion King. And so, as I grew up... I was always getting a lot of Lion King stuff because I love the Lion King. Mm-hmm. So I used to get I have these little Disney art things to this day. And it's the actual sketchings of like them drawing out the Lion King. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of dope. When I went to go see the play, probably the greatest play I've ever seen in the history of life. There's no Broadway play that's just more visual, that's more just cinematic. I don't know. There's no Broadway play to match that.
Would you want to play a character in the Lion King?
Yes.
Who would you play?
I'll play Mufasa all day. I would either be, you know why? Because I love Simba. You deliberately disobeyed me. Everything the light touches, and to think you put Nyla in
everything
danger.
Everything the light touches.
Everything the light touches is our kingdom. What is that over there? Never go there. But I mean, I can quote the whole movie. And James Earl Jones is such a phenomenal character.
Right.
For me to try to live up to that standard would just be awesome. But I also like to play Simba because I do have that kind of mind that just kind of runs wild and doesn't. Whatever goes away.
Childlike mentality.
And then come back as an adult and take your rightful place to where you're supposed to be.
Right.
And I think we all do that with our purpose. We're like, let it, you know, like you started the YouTube videos. Mm-hmm. And like Simba, now you left it off. And now I feel like I'm Nyla. Like, bring ya, come on, bring it back. Go. And then when you get to that platform, because you're creating it to be what you want it to be, you'll say, my pride rock. This is mine.
Right.
You have that pride in it. So, purple. Because you're trying to throw me off subject. We ain't going to do that. So, purple, Wendy's,
I really
and
tried.
Then a movie. Or a TV show.
I'll do TV show. Okay.
Okay. So, take those three things. Give us a 30-second monologue involving those three things. Go ahead. 30 seconds.
Off the dome?
Off the dome. Because you're talented. You're bright. And so, we want to see this. See, like, they be waiting. I'm going to give them about 10 seconds to think about it. You're listening to Unfiltered Love Radio. We'll be back with his monologue. So we gathered itself. We back. We back. Just your guy can listen. You listen to Unfiltered Love Radio. Listen. If you listen on Anchor app, my bad. We're having some technical difficulties. But... he got his monologue ready. You ready? Davion, come on, bro.
I guess I'm as ready as I ever be.
All right, let's go. I'm going to even help you out. So you got to give the boy some dramatic music.
Wait, I didn't tell them what movie I
chose. It doesn't matter. You're just doing it. Better incorporate those three things, though.
Let me write them down first.
You don't remember what they were?
Nope, not at all.
That's the whole point. Come on, see, this is what happens. People come on Unfiltered Love Radio. Let me cut this dramatic music off.
Dramatic. Why are you talking about dramatic music?
People come on, they get stumped. They know. You should just listen to other episodes. You know I'm going to do something crazy. All right, let's get it.
I should have known because I know you. Train up a child in the way that he should go. That's what they told me. Then I reminded of what they did to Celine the color purple. It hurt me so bad. Hurt me so bad I had to get a 4 from 4 from Wendy's. And I ate, and I didn't stop eating. And I couldn't stop. I won't stop. I'll keep going. Till I'm full. Till there's no more Wendy's left. And then, I'll become her. I'll be Wendy.
Oh, okay. I was a member that day, Davion. I was a member that day you came to Unfiltered Love Studios.
But they didn't even catch
I knew that is a gone. That is my favorite movie in the whole
but
world.
But they didn't even catch I incorporated 2-in-1.
You did purple. And I like that. You did purple and the color purple.
See, you gotta
I was feeling it though.
Here with me. You gotta be
Yo,
here.
That was good. Give it up for my guy. He over here doing a thing. So when can people expect your new YouTube, and or do you have any shows coming up or anything like that? Have
well,
you
I, it's crazy that you actually asked me that, and I don't think I want to say. However, I...
Well, I mean, we want you to say.
I don't think I should say, because I don't want to say anything premature.
But can we get a time frame?
Yes, of course.
It's January.
Of January. Before January is over, you should be expecting, you know, the first 3 to 4 videos on my YouTube channel.
Before the end of January, so we got a couple of weeks. He got about 3 weeks to put out some. Where can people find you? What's your name on YouTube? What's your Instagram?
So first, let me give you my Instagram and Twitter at DavionX. That's DAEVIONX. No periods, no underscores. That's on Instagram and Twitter. You can also that's my Snapchat as well. On YouTube, it's just my name, Davion Smith.
Davion Smith. So that means that you're a builder of things.
Why do you say that?
That's what Smiths are. We build things, we take things, and we mold it to what we want it. We're the most creative people on this planet.
Yeah, we are the most creative people. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that slave owner did to us, but damn it. Listen, they whipped us into some kind of creativity.
I don't care what anybody says. Smiths are, we're very creative.
Very.
We're innovative.
And a lot of Smiths that I know, especially in my family, but I know myself, think outside of the box.
Is that weird? Is that the name?
And then when I meet, and I'm telling you, just when I meet other Smiths, I always go, wow. But I think when you think of the Smith, they're the people that are the foundations and that building. A blacksmith, a goldsmith, a locksmith.
Right.
That's something that's not supposed to be there, that's there, that was created.
Right.
So, what else you want to tell us? Anything you know?
Listen, be on the lookout and don't hesitate to reach out to me. Any questions, comments,
concerns. He might ig you for 3 weeks, but hey. hey, who knows?
Just so I can verify who you are. But other than that, yeah.
We got a researcher over here. So look, we've been talking to you. Thank you for joining Unfiltered Love Radio. I'll be back with your little minute of motivation. Let's get it.
Yay!
Yo, that was a great interview that we had with Davion. Remember to go follow him at DavionX on Instagram, Davion Smith on his YouTube page. And I think it's just DavionX on his other social medias. Man. You know, in a world where we're living in, where there's impeachment trials and there's so much division, there's so much decisiveness, please remember to go vote, obviously. But remember to be civil. Remember humanity. Remember that we're doing all of these things to be positive influences and to leave a landmark for the future generations. It is not just us at stake. It is the next generation, then the next generation, 3 generations down that we should care about. With climate change going crazy, with people trying to deny facts, we have to be the truth bearers. So, if you know that you are a truth bearer, make sure you stand up and that you be that. And you don't always have to be confrontational. Sometimes shutting the hell up is the best thing to do. If somebody pisses you off, if somebody makes you angry, if somebody doesn't take your premise on an argument, just the sand off your feet and walk away. It's their sand. It was never yours in the first place because you entered that arena. You entered that realm. So make sure you're not the fool in the conversation. Make sure you're the one that's being wise and that can give wise counsel, because you never know who's watching you and you never know what's going to come out of that. Until next time, as we always say around here, be free and live your mega life.